This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a drug the cattle industry uses. It's called Zilmax that helps them bulk up steers before they're slaughtered. But after some reports that some animals were showing signs of distress while on that drug, sales have been suspended, at least temporarily. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports now on life without the drug for the beef business and for consumers.
What's the difference between a steer with Zilmax and a steer without?
Roughly 30 pounds.
Lynn Steiner is a co-author of the Daily Livestock Report.
Cattle are similar to humans. You just keep eating and eventually you stop growing and you put on fat.
Zilmax changes that. It's like a get-buff drug for cattle.
Instead of putting on fat, they put on some additional muscle.
And we're talking a whole lot of muscle on a whole lot of cattle. Merck, which makes Zilmax, estimates that 70% of U.S. cattle sold to slaughterhouses are fed either Zilmax or a similar but less potent drug called Optiflex. Now, without Zilmax, feedlots are looking to switch fast. There just aren't that many untapped ways to beef up beef. Dan Schaefer is an animal sciences professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
We already, in American agriculture and in the cattle feeding industry, use all the available nutritional information that we have to maximize growth rate of cattle in the feedlot. So there is nothing that's held back.
A cattle industry without Zilmax will be a smaller cattle industry. Rich Nelson is a strategist at Allendale, Inc.
We're looking at about a total of a 1% drop in nationwide beef production from this particular issue by itself here.
Which means already high beef prices will go up a bit.
On a per pound basis, you're probably looking at maybe an increase of about 1 to 3 cents per pound.
He says one thing to watch, how much consumers care that these drugs go into making their steak. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.